Sims, welcome back to MHA Characters X Listener. This is a Yandere Dinky X Listener. Yeah, since I was sick most of October. We're gonna get started. Despite being a hero in training, dead bodies seem to make you uncomfortable. Was your certain station. You were sitting on a couch, your hands and feet bound together. There was a corpse in the corner of the room. Now that corpse was your classmate. I'm sorry about that. Now that corpse was your classmate of yours. His name was Katsuki Bakugo, and you kissed him last week. Wait, is that really how long you've been here? A week? You suddenly heard a door open and a voice rang out. Hey, Wayan, I'm home. It was him, Dinky. He was your classmate, but he never seemed like this. He came in the room and you looked away. A little escaped his lips. And he started speaking again. What's wrong, NN? Don't call me that, you said, still not facing him. Suddenly, you felt a hand on your face, and he turned you towards him. Alright. Oh, I slid too far. Alright, tell me what's wrong, Wayan. How could he not know? You were sure he actually knew, and was trying to make a conversation in the empty house. You shifted your glance to Bakugo, and to Dinky again. You killed someone. We've been friends for years because of the kiss. You killed someone. We've been friends for years because of a kiss. How do you not know what's wrong here? You started to yell. Suddenly you screamed. Dinky had electrocuted you. You never stopped thinking about him, Mayan. In the end, he's the only one. He's only an obstacle for us. He grabbed your face with both of his hands and kissed you on the lips. When he drew his face away from yours, he continued talking. But don't worry, I'll finally get rid of it. And now, no one's around to distract you from me. Well, that was really short. Let's see if I can find another one for you guys really quick. There's another one. Wait, is there? Is this one? It looks like it. We're gonna read another story. Forgiveness. That's the title. He's always loved you, and well, you seem to like him as well, but not like that. He was your friend, and he had always been your friend. Two had gone to different high schools and didn't see each other for quite a while, so it was a bit of a surprise when you ran into him on the street. He looked at your face for a while before noticing something. His face lit up and he gasped, Wayan! Oh, I didn't even recognize you at first. You've changed so much. I mean, I have too, but still. He said happily. It took a second to recognize him, but you remembered eventually. Dinky, it's been so long. Have you been? You asked him. I've been great. What about you? Sorry. The two of you caught up with each other, and you invited him back to your place. You two played video games until 2 a.m. and realized Dinky should probably go home. Oh, I didn't realize how late it was, you said. I guess you should head back to your place. Actually, I was wondering if I could stay the night, he asked. He asked you nervously. You looked away for a second and thought about it before replying. I mean, I don't mind, but why not? I can't speak. I mean, I don't mind, but why? You asked him. Dinky looked kind of embarrassed, and then revealed his reason. Just for old times, you know? I mean, we haven't seen each other in so long, and we can use it. And we used to do it all the time, he laughed to himself. Yeah, but we were kids when we did that, Dinky, he told him. A slight embarrassed smile on your face. Come on, please, he said, asking, really extending the please. And so he stayed the night with you. He woke you up the next morning. He had made breakfast for the two of you. Dinky always been like this for you, to you. You never knew why, though. He never acted like this around his other friends. So why just you? As you were lost in thought, he started speaking. So, Wayan, are you seeing someone? If you aren't, maybe we could. He trailed off during that second sentence. You still didn't know. Yeah, I actually am, you said excitedly. Oh, that's good. That's amazing for you, he said, attempting to sound excited. But his voice still showed a sign of disappointment. What about you? You asked him. Me? No, I'm not seeing anyone, he said, trying to hide the sad tone. You could clearly hear. No one ever wanted to date me. That's not true, you told him. He laughed a bit. He ended up wondering about the person you've been dating. Yashiro? Ikahish? I don't know if I said that right. Before having to go. After that, you didn't hear from Dinky for a while. That was until one day you decided to check the news for whatever reason. Police are currently investigating the death of two young adult men, Dinky Kaminari and Yoshiro Hibijishi. I think I said that right. New evidence has currently surfaced. A note on one of the victims' bodies addressed to someone only identified as NN. They showed the note on the screen, and you were immediately able to recognize Dinky's handwriting. I'm so sorry, NN. I killed Yoshiro. I can't let myself go to knowing I'm responsible. NN, I love you. I've always loved you. I've just never known how to say it. I hope you can find in yourself to forgive me. Goodbye. You turned off the TV. Oh, that's the end of it. I need to clear this. That is the end of the story. I think that's the only story that's there. Those are written in small cursive, so I can't really see them. So that's two stories in one. So have a good day, night, or evening. Bye.